Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. And today is Easter Sunday, and I say to you, He is alive. He is alive forevermore. Truly, we do serve a risen Savior, and that risen Savior is Jesus Christ. And so I would encourage you as a Christian to rejoice today in the fact that you have a living Savior. His name is Jesus. In light of that, let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, which is often referred to as the resurrection chapter. And I would like to read with you verses 1 through 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 8, where the Word of God says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all, he was seen of me also as of one born out of due time." That's 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. And what we see there is a biblical statement concerning the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. He died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. And there's much proof of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We have some of that proof given to us here in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. But somebody said once a number of years ago that there is more proof of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ than that the Caesars ruled in Rome. And I believe that that's true. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is a historical event, and many people saw him after his resurrection. However, I believe that the greatest proof of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ is the way that he changes the lives of those who have trusted him as their personal Savior. We serve a risen Savior, and that's how we know that Christianity is the true, the one, and the only religion that enables us to have a relationship with God, and that is through faith in the resurrected Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. In the book of Romans, chapter 4 and verse 25, it speaks concerning the resurrection of Christ when it says that he was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. You see, Jesus Christ died for our offenses. That is, he died for our sins. He became sin for us that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. But he did not remain dead. He rose again on the third day for our justification, to declare us not guilty with respect to our sin when we trust him as our Savior. On this Easter, Resurrection Sunday, I trust, number one, that you know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. If you don't, please call upon his name today and be saved. But if you are a Christian, rejoice. Rejoice exceedingly, because we have a risen Savior. His name is Jesus, and through faith in him, we have justification that will last for all of eternity. Praise God for our resurrected Savior, Jesus Christ. And Father, we do give you the praise that you've given us such a Savior in your Son, Jesus Christ. May he be exalted and may you be glorified on this day as we celebrate the resurrection, for it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this Moments of Meditation and Prayer Time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries saying, God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.